This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Weekday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Roland.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, hope all is well. Sybil, I'm sorry.
We're good.
That's a little rough. Also, before I talk about the subject today, certainly our condolences go out to the people of the Bahamas and folks all across the world with the passing of Dr. Miles Monroe. He perished along with eight others, including his wife, on a plane crash yesterday. We're still getting details. We're going to, at the top of the hour, at 9 a.m. on News One Now, we're actually going to be talking with an official from the Bahamian government about
that. Did you ever see him work?
Yes, actually, I attended one of his conferences when I was in the Bahamas and, of course, met him several times, a prolific author as well. And there have been condolences coming in from all across the world. And so we'll have more details about that. Tom, on Saturday, President Barack Obama went before the country and announced Loretta Lynch as his appointee to replace outgoing AG Eric Holder. If confirmed, she will become the first African-American woman ever to hold that particular position.
Brooklyn.
Of course, yes, she is the prosecutor there, the U.S. attorney there. And the debate right now is whether or not Senate Democrats are going to confirm her in this lame duck session, or will they simply wait to after January when Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate?
We got your guess.
Who's on the phone line? Sherilyn?
Hi, this is Barbara
Arnwine. All right, then. So we Barbara Arnwine, she's the executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Barbara, your thoughts about Loretta Lynch being tapped to replace Eric Holder as attorney general?
Well, obviously, it's historic to have an African-American woman be nominated to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. She clearly has the credentials. There's no doubt that she has the background, the qualifications, and the experience to lead this important agency. And it means the world to me that there will finally be an African-American woman in this cabinet. That we need. We need.
Obviously, that is a huge issue. Black women voted at a higher rate for President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. In fact, black women voted at a higher rate than any other group in the country, white men, white women, Hispanics, you name it. And so certainly sisters are pleased, Barbara, with this particular appointee.
Absolutely. In fact, people don't realize that between 2012 and 2014, 2 million additional African-American women registered to vote. So don't be buying this, we didn't care about the midterm elections nonsense. African-American, especially African-American women, take their vote extremely serious and did everything in their power to turn out and to vote for an agenda that will benefit all Americans, especially African-Americans.
Okay. Barbara, what do you think about her chances of getting through?
That's what I was going to do, the party of what are they going to find wrong with him, Barbara? Roland,
that's a good
Sybil?
That's a good question. You know, look at what happened to Susan Rice, the last African American woman nominee for this Senate, and they eviscerated her.
But keep in mind, this: she's been nominated, she's been a U.S. attorney twice, she's been confirmed twice, and so the same Republican senators, and granted, that was for U.S. attorney, not AG, but she's already gone through the confirmation process and has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate twice.
So anything that they were going to bring up, they would have brought up by now.
Well, that
you would think so,
right?
You know, but I think that the reality is that they're going to confirm. And I think that the president is correct that they need to do it sooner than later and not, you know, drag this out into January. I agree with him that it is the responsibility of the existing Congress. It came under their watch. They need to process this nomination.
But the likelihood of that happening in less than 6 weeks, Barbara?
Well, like you said, this is the Congress that doesn't want to do its job. But I think that it can be compelled to do its job, and we've seen it do its job when the heat is appropriate.
One of the things, Barbara,
it's important that your listeners are thinking about what your role is and making sure that she is confirmed. Don't let this be one of those, well, it was just the president pushing. This needs to be something that people all around the country need to be paying attention to and making their voices heard.
Isn't also important,
their senators.
Also important, Barbara, for us to understand that the president says she will continue the social justice reforms started by Attorney General Eric Holder.
Absolutely.
Okay, one last question.
That's what I love. Mm-hmm.
One last question. How soon will she be confirmed? What's the timetable here?
Well, if Harry Reid does his job, she could be confirmed before they go out for the December recess.
Okay, we're talking a lamer Harry Reid.
So Tom, at its earliest, it could come in. It could take place before the end of the year. If they wait, it could be 3 months, or you'd even know how
that's
long,
correct.
Depending upon when the Senate Republicans schedule it.
Spring, yes. And
right.
That's
get round
why it's
to
important
it.
For them to move now. And listen, as long as you got the power, use it.
All right,
Barbara Unwind, we still appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That's exciting news.
It is.
That is exciting news.
I am so excited.
Yeah. Loretta Lynch, congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Tom, real quick, the conservatives found this one Loretta Lynch who's in the Whitewater deal. That was a white woman. Wrong woman.
Okay.
They already dogging the sister, but it's the wrong woman.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.